available.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. Coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. Hope your week is off to a flying start. You know, I like to say this. It's a little mind trick. If you're having a rough week, pretend it's Friday. Are you good at that? If you can pretend it's Friday, maybe you can get through the week a little bit easier. It's tough, certainly, for some people in the United States who are dealing with unbelievable weather. In Texas, 100 degrees plus for almost 40 days. By the weekend, in fact, by Saturday, it'll break a record, set a new record. So you're seeing a lot of lawns that look like they could be in the middle of the prairie somewhere. The grass is not green, my friends. Certainly the grass is not green when you talk, at least for some people, when you talk about the economics of what's been happening in this country. We're all tired of the whole debt ceiling thing, and that's not done yet either, by the way. Now there are some people that have been asked on the Hill to be part of this so-called super committee. But politics gets a little bit of a rest because of the five-week break until Labor Day. There are some senators and congressmen and women that are in and out of their offices and are doing a few things in Washington, but most have scattered to go away for that time in between on the heels of what happened with the debt ceiling. So the aftermath, of course, has been a couple of rough days on Wall Street, a bit of a bounce back day on Tuesday as toward the end of the day, stocks started to soar. So when I say soar, making up a lot of the lost points on the Dow from the previous day where it was 600 plus points that were lost on Monday, the bounce back was 400 plus points. And I think you're just going to see, like a tide, it's going to have an ebb and a flow for the next couple of weeks. And then once Washington is ignited again, that might change a little bit more. One thing that did happen is that the Fed said that they were going to keep interest rates low. So what does that mean? Then Bernanke is saying the rates are going to be low until 2013. At this point, you always see it in his face. I think when you count the wrinkles in his forehead, in the last probably year, he's gotten 15 more. And he has a way of thinking that he's telling us that, okay, I'm going to pull another rabbit out of the hat, or I think we're pulling a rabbit out of the hat, when in fact it's more sleight of hand. So the Fed has indicated it's going to keep what they're calling exceptionally low interest rates in place until probably mid-2013 as a way to maybe prop up the recovery. Geez, not a bad idea if people had some money. That's the problem. How many people are buying houses? Some are. Overall, though, I would have to say a lot of people are just battening the hatches and trying to hang on to what they have, much more, I believe, than they realize in Washington. Mitch McConnell, who was sort of hanging around, threw his two cents in when it comes to the economy and looking ahead as to the fact that this has been some sort of a wake-up call. I think this wake-up call should have happened 3 years ago and even before that. But you could point to the fall of 2008. That truly was the wake-up call. So how did we end up in this position this many years later? Here's McConnell.
To the extent that that was related to the size of our debt and our deficit, yeah, maybe it's a good wake-up call.
Well, the Fed has kept the rate near zero since 2008, but I think it's just really a spin move. There's never anything definite to point to. And again, you look at the job market, and the job market's deteriorated. Consumer spending is flatlining, if anything. And I just mentioned this, the housing market, the housing sector is depressed, is absolutely depressed. The one thing that's not, and you've heard us say it here a couple of times on America Tonight, is you just watch the price of gold. Have you noticed in your neighborhoods, folks, I mean, I don't care if you're living in Connecticut and you're commuting to Manhattan, you're on a train, you know, I don't care if you're listening to us in the middle of Iowa, Guarantee, somewhere in the center of town, there are signs all over the place for selling gold, for buying gold. If you have gold, we'll buy gold. You know, you have people selling necklaces and rings, bracelets, whatever, coins, whatever they can, whatever they have. So, and that's what they're doing. They're getting is they're selling all their gold because gold prices are now at this point for an ounce $1,743 an ounce. Pretty tough to resist the urge, especially if you're hurting a little bit, to not grab that gold and be done with it. I mean, you can actually make some pretty good money selling it even for scrap. And that's what's happening. That's why you're seeing a lot of those gold signs. Coming up here on America Tonight, we're going to talk about a couple of different things. We're going to check the mail. A lot of you had plenty to say still about the crash in Afghanistan and where we're headed with the war. Some of you chopping my head off and others agreeing with what I said, that we're done with this deal. We need to be out of there. We cannot keep dragging this thing out. If we go beyond 2014, that would just be the most asinine thing that I can possibly think of. It would make no sense whatsoever, and it does not honor those who lost their lives. You cannot say enough about what the military has sacrificed, and that's the problem. You cannot say enough about the voluntary military and what they have tried to do, what they have accomplished in unbelievable situations. And now it's time to say goodbye. It's time to get out of there and focus on some other spots, some other hot spots that undoubtedly I think are going to be much more of a hornet's nest, like Pakistan. We certainly know that from the border of Afghanistan and Pakistan. I think it's just going to be a continuation. It's almost like leapfrog. We go from one place to the next. And you look at the Middle East, you see what's happening in Syria, in Libya. Still nothing with Muammar Gaddafi. It's been over 100 days. If you had told me in the beginning of the Gaddafi standoff, where civilians were being killed, and there was all this outrage by the UN, and then the president jumps on back of that, and then we end up supplying some of the weaponry, let's say, for what happened in that air surge, I wouldn't have believed that 100 days later, Gaddafi is not gone. And there isn't some other play there, but he's not. So ultimately, what's the play in Libya? Plus, I think we have the all-time blunder of the week, and I can barely resist it. I cannot hold it to the end of this show. I am dying to tell you about it. So guess what? That's coming up next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up.
Myself, so we had to get to the blunder of, I think, the week here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. So we're going to go to that first, and then we're going to check the mail. But as always, you can throw in your 2 cents if you choose to do so. It's about that overnight chatter, 800-259-5791. One of the things that's up for grabs, of course, is Afghanistan, not so much just because of this crash, although it's horrific and it's an unbelievable amount of loss of life in one particular incident for the United States and certainly for others that were involved. The fact that so many of those SEALs were wiped out. But does that highlight for you the need to get out of Afghanistan? Or if anything, are you, in your point of view, more determined to say, nah, we need to stay there, even though it's really costing a lot and even though it's costing us too many lives, something good will come out of it. And trust me, a lot of people sounded off on that because of what I said on the air, I guess on the Monday show. So we'll get to that when we check the mail. But first, you're going to love the blunder of the week. Arnold Schwarzenegger needs a housekeeper. One that he's not fooling around with. Somebody who can lay out his clothes. Because over the weekend in Santa Monica, he was biking around wearing a T-shirt that said, you ready for this? I survived Maria, 1977-2010. Oh, Oh, you idiot. You're just exacerbating the process. He's in the throes of this divorce. They've got kids that are still young and are torn apart by this, right? So supposedly these shirts were made by her staff as a joke. And originally they said 2007 to 2010. So his staff wrote in the year that he and Maria started dating on one of the shirts for a gag gift that they gave him last November when they were doing those farewell parties. And he apparently threw it in his duffel bag when he got out of their Pacific Palisades house and decided, I have no clothes to wear, I'll just wear this. Or did he really want everyone to see it? I don't know. You be the judge, because they separated just in May. And remember, this was all over, I think what really tipped the scales was the fact that Arnold allegedly had a kid with a family housekeeper, and they're in the middle of a nasty divorce. Nasty because there are a lot of contentious things in trying to figure out, you know, the children, the house, all, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to say that's a blunder in the middle of what his family's going through. You know, this hell hath no fury like an ex-governor scorned. I don't know. There's something to that. And I'm still, when I think of the Schwarzenegger thing, you know, of all the reporters in California, is it really realistic to think that no reporters knew that Schwarzenegger had this thing with the housekeeper? I mean, you want to talk about leaks. The leaks in Washington get plugged up a lot faster than the leaks in Hollywood, and I'm surprised that nothing came out of that. He's not going to get elected to any office anytime soon. In fact, he's going back to the movies. Good thing, because there wouldn't be a spot for Schwarzenegger, and he wanted to be president, and he can't be president anyway because he wasn't born in the United States. So check this out. You know, I am the poll princess, right? So I was looking at the USA Today, and they've got a USA Today Gallup poll. Here's what the latest one said. Only 24% of the adults that were actually surveyed in this thing say that most members of Congress deserve re-election. So you heard the number I said, right? 24%. I mean, that means anybody, that they don't think that people should be re-elected. Gallup says that this is the lowest percentage since they started asking the question in the early 90s. And the USA Today says that it's similar to the level of support polled prior to 94 and 2006 and 2010. So the poll shows that 56% of adults believe their own representative deserves re-election. So they did say that. But how does this affect the president? It has to say to me that the president is on shaky ground. 51% believe that he doesn't deserve re-election. 47% say he does. And then when you throw up an unnamed Republican, he only leads 49 to 45. So there's not even one person. So you're not saying Mitt Romney, Michelle Bachmann, Sarah Palin, Governor Rick Perry, whatever. Not a specific name, just any old Republican. Now, when you throw Romney into the mix, and he leads the Republican field right now anyway, and he's followed by the Texas Governor Rick Perry, people in the poll are saying that have really voted to say it's neck and neck with Romney. Ooh. So there's been a shift if this poll is right. And, you know, you can manipulate polls however you want to, but there is a reason for the polls. And trust me, they wouldn't be around or supported if usually they weren't accurate. They weren't pretty much online with how people are feeling. And, I mean, we're sick of it. I started to think about this the other night. If there were two things, I mean, what are two things that you would like to see happen in America that you think would change the course that we're on? What are the two things that you think would help immediately bounce us back? Because I think that we're heading so far down the hole. We're trying to climb up with fingernails. I'm going to say this. I think more things need to be made in America. We need more American-made products. Remember, I asked you to participate in our little experiment, run through your house and flip over any of your goods and see anything from a statue to a remote control to whatever, and see if it was, or to a CD, see if it was made in China. And a lot of people took that challenge and flipped things over and found that things were made in China. We need to start making more things in America, not shipping jobs overseas. We need to stop hiring illegal immigrants, too, because that's also killing, I think, American wages. Now, of course, a lot of that flow is stopped because the economy is so bad, but that's another thing. My two things are that. You need to start making things in the United States, and you need to stop hiring in these meatpacking places and a lot of these other industries, people who are here illegally. Probably in my neighborhood, in half the fast food joints, I know it, there are people that are illegals that are working there. You know, I just don't get it, because you can't tell me that there aren't even teenagers that are desperate to have those jobs. I understand when someone says, well, you know, Americans won't do those jobs. I'm going to say baloney to 90% of those jobs. Some of them, absolutely. But 90%, especially people who aren't working, who desperately need the money, I don't think so. I think those two things alone could help us on the monetary side. You may have a different two. I mean, I would have thrown in, get us in the black, we need to have a budget, but I think it's just so improbable that we're going to see that anytime soon, that's not it. Because that means just arguing over cutting things, or should we tax things, or what are we doing here? And it's that same old political blame game. I mean, immediately, where can we see something happening in the United States, some movement? And we're seeing with entrepreneurs, if we saw American-made things and more people bought American-made things, that would be huge. I'm saying millions. If that happened more, and we've had people on the show, even just recently, who are all about buying American things only, and it's so tough to do. I'll say the same challenge. In your daily life, start to flip things over and see where it's made. And you'll be surprised at the amount of stuff right now in your house, in your rooms, that are not made in the United States. Even some things that scream that they should be made in the United States, they're not. And usually it's going to say China underneath it somewhere. That's what you're going to see. There's the two things I think that we need to do. Plus, I'd say get rid of Congress. So could I have 2.5, please? 800-259-5791. We're going to take calls, get right to them on the flip side. So hang on.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi folks, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here with eFoods Direct. July is over and our customers love the Freedom Food Giveaway.
Thanks to all of you who registered for the giveaway, and congratulations to the winners who were from Kentucky, North Carolina, Minnesota, and California. They all received a 1-year supply of food free.
And now we launch into August with a big celebration, our 30-year anniversary in the long-term storable food business.
Golly, it's hard to believe we've been helping people with the best food on the planet for 3 decades.
Folks, to celebrate, you can get our premier 1-year Freedom Food Supply for 30% off.
Wow, that's lower than 1981 prices.
Help us celebrate 30 years and get the lowest price ever on a 1-year Freedom Supply. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. This is a limited time offer. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. Call 800-250-1857.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
All right, I promise after we take some calls, we will go to the mailbag. I know I said we would, so we will. Don't worry about it. I'll throw this out there, though. Jack from Down Under, Jack Alexander, says, have you ever seen a divorce that wasn't nasty, Kate? Because I said that the shocking blunder of the week of from craziness that we had to get a light moment in here was Schwarzenegger tooling around on a bicycle saying he survived Maria from 1977 to 2010. If I was his lawyer, I'd just be like, oh, Arnold, what are you thinking, dude? You don't even be wearing that shirt around. So we have other fish to fry, certainly. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing good. Let me make a couple points. I know you probably have a lot of callers. I'm disgusted, but I haven't called in a while, so let me go. You mentioned a couple things you think the country should or can do. A couple things. We have to reel in the corporate welfare that we hand out in tax breaks, cities, states, localities, to all these corporations that say we're either not going to come or we're going to leave somewhere if you don't give us hundreds of millions of tax breaks. Case in point, the Kelo versus New London decision when Pfizer, they told New London we want to condemn this property, and they knocked everything down. They said, oh, we won't come here. Pfizer ended up never building anything in New London. Those houses that were there, that they got the Supreme Court to decide with them to, in eminent domain, they destroyed the houses. Now it's related because they said they would bring in this, they would bring this, build this big thing for the town and all this tax revenue. They built nothing. This big, this corporate welfare.
Right.
So that's one thing. Corporate welfare has got to be reeled in. When they tell you when they want to build a ball field, like they did in Nassau County, they said, you know, there was a bond issue to build a stadium for the Islanders, and they said no. The people said we're taxed too much. We're not. That's enough. And so they're starting to wake up. So corporate welfare, also. The massive welfare fraud. There are people in New Haven Hospital that are driving Lexuses that are registered in their boyfriend's name that are getting food stamps. We are handing food stamps out to people that come right across the border. Sooner or later, what's happening in England is going to happen here. Those are two things. And one more thing, a poll tax. People say, oh, you're racist. Listen to me. A poll tax or a tax being not money but some kind of question. If you don't know what party you're voting for, if you don't know who's representing you in Congress, if you don't know any bills that they've passed or who the hell the Secretary of State is for your town, for your city or the United States, you shouldn't be allowed to vote. I'm sorry. The idea that we have all these idiots, they're going to pull a lever, they're going to destroy us. So those are a couple things I think we should do. They probably won't get done, but that's the couple things.
No, I agree with you. First of all, let me reel this back for a second.
Sure.
The poll, you're saying the poll tax, right? That's what you're calling
right.
it, a poll tax?
Right. Before you go get to vote, the tax being not something you pay, but a question. Okay,
yeah, just a question. I agree with you 100%. It's ridiculous because then that way you'd have more educated voters and you would have better, I think you'd have better choices and you'd have people voting at least in a better direction, instead of not voting at all or just block voting for whoever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's also redistricting, but we don't have time to go into that because these districts are, especially in New York, they're set up to the incumbents always win. We don't have a representative republic. We have I don't know what the hell we have. But let me just take 30 more seconds. I have a number of books in my little library here. I mentioned them once before, twice. Robert Chittum, who was a former military man, he wrote a book called Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America. He wrote it in 1993. You should read the book. Also, John Loftus wrote a book called America's Nazi Secret. I'm not going to go into what all those books are about, but I just want to say this, especially John Loftus, because one page in the book when I read about how we brought the Nazis here and how the Belarusians assisted the Nazis and how these guys, this is what the Nazis did before they killed the Jews and all their other victims. What did they force them to do, Kate? They forced them to strip
yes,
naked.
Yes.
If you saw the picture of that black fellow in London, now this is not a racial call. I don't give a rat's rear end what anybody thinks about me, any white man or black man. But in this case, it was racial that the killings and the beatings in London. He's sitting there and he's forcing a man to take his clothes off. America, I don't care who you are. You listen to me. You never let anybody get that far. You take a ballpoint pen out of your pocket and you jam it in his eyeball and you kill that son of a bitch that's trying to get you to take your clothes off.
Right.
And those gangs learn from the Nazis. And you know what? Part of me bleeds for Britain. Part of me says, you know what? After the Dunblane massacre in Scotland back in the 90s when the maniac killed the kids, they disarmed the British people. The gangbangers are going into houses because they know nobody has a gun to defend
themselves. And can do anything.
And
yeah, you're right.
And baseball bats sales have gone through the roof if you read the Drudge Report. But the point is, I'm so disgusted. Never let anybody strip you. But they do. When you see them do that, they know, they learn from history. And you white folks over there, you better wake up. There's nothing wrong with defending yourself no matter who the hell it is trying to. And I'm not apologizing for anything I feel like. It's just. You know, I'm not going to smooth it over and saying, but whoever you are, they try to strip you naked. They're acting like Nazis. They deserve to be shot dead right where they are. Thanks,
yeah.
Kate.
All right, Mark. Mark on fire. We haven't heard from him in a long time. And he's referring to all the craziness that has happened in London, 75 fires and counting. And he's very accurate in saying it's sickening what's happening with the gang members. Nobody's safe. They're just taking, pillaging, doing whatever they feel like doing, and there's no control. It's out of control. What they do is they'll set a fire or go in and loot places or do whatever they want to do, and nobody's stopping them because wherever the police come, then they move on to another place. They're Twittering each other and telling telling the gangs where to go. Oops, everybody showed up, so go over here. And they can't keep in front of this thing. It's crazy. You have old buildings, buildings that are hundreds and hundreds of years old that are just blown apart. You have people jumping. You had a woman that had to jump out of a building, and luckily somebody was helping her. She survived it, but that is a horrific picture where the fire is about to get her, and she's jumping for her life because these gang members are just looting, setting things on fire, smashing cars, doing whatever, and they're not being stopped. As Mark said, people don't know how to defend themselves other than grabbing the baseball bats that they're getting from the stores or other forms of whatever they can think of because they're vulnerable. The police cannot blanket the areas in and around London. They can't even keep up with it, and neither can the firemen. They're just too strapped. Parliament's been called back. They're trying to figure something out. You know, at this point, it shows you. I thought about exactly what Mark said. Can you imagine if that was going on in the United States? And we have had riots, and we've seen what it's like. Think of what happened in Los Angeles in the 90s, but nothing compared to what you're seeing in London. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Not like he got enlightened by Obama. Obama, he tried to eliminate the corporate loopholes and all that, but the Republicans put a stop to it. So anyway. But all that tried over here, I think they'll find out different that people do have guns.
Well, yeah. You know, that's where the argument over gun control or the right to bear arms, which I'm all for the Second Amendment and everybody having the right to defend themselves, that's where that would really, you're right, that's where that would really come into play. Because even the most hardened criminal will tell you, Rick, they do not want to go into houses where there's ferocious dogs or guns, because they want to, you know, they want to smash and grab. They're looking for the loot. They're not looking to have confrontation.
Confrontation. They probably might end up dead, too.
Yep.
I see the Tea Party about that this country is bankrupt again, so.
Well, you know what they're talking about, to watching to see what's happening in Wisconsin as a real Tea Party agenda, because, of course, everything's been ripped up there. So are you going to see more Republicans? Are you going to see more Democrats? And the Republicans have a couple of seats in the state Senate there, and the Democrats have a couple, and there's one that hasn't been counted yet at this point. And I think the Tea Party's not done, because you've got Rick Perry, who's announcing that he's running, and he would absolutely fall under the Tea Party banner, the governor of Texas. So let's see where that all falls into play, too, with the Republicans.
Another clown to the Republican circus. So I guess he's going out to Saturday.
He's going to South Carolina, and he's going to New Hampshire, and he's going to Iowa, too. So he's just going to make it official on Saturday. I'm kind of surprised in one way, because I heard that he wasn't going to run, that he was just kind of testing the waters, but that he got talked into it. In other words, enough people around him were saying, run, 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 this is your time. And that that made him decide, okay, I am going to maybe jump on this thing.
Yeah.
I don't think he gets it still. Between those two, between Mitt Romney and the governor of Texas, I say Mitt Romney would still probably win out.
So I heard nothing out of him lately.
Oh, he's out there. Trust me. He's got a lot of friends. He's working the circuit. He's thick into this, and he's still ahead in almost all the polls.
Yeah. I'll be interested to see what develops these circuit clowns they got running there. So.
You don't like the Tea Party, that's for sure.
Well, they got me in the mind. They made a lost my AAA rating down to AA, and the stock market crashed. I lost all money on that, so thanks to them.
Oh, you lost a lot of money?
In the stock market, yeah. I was crazy.
Yeah.
I could afford that one day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I keep saying to people that it's not what everybody thinks, that the stock market, there are a lot of people that have 401ks, et cetera, and that. All right, Rick, thanks. Drive safely. So Rick says the Tea Party has power then. In this short amount of time, he says squarely blame it on the Tea Party for tanking the stock market and what happened with the debt ceiling, all of that fallout as a result. What do you say? A lot of people have said that on the Democratic side of the aisle for sure. Stay with us for checking the email next.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
For the doors. Gotta do something to make you laugh, right? But before we get to that, way before we get to that, we're gonna check the mail. Plus, we're gonna go out to Ronnie in Utah. Ronnie, you have the floor. Hello.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Well, anyway, it's just a quick comment on Governor Perry entering, I believe, the presidential race. Now, I don't know if it'll be a good thing or not, but the problem of it is right now, I think of all the people that's even talking about, you know, the thing of it is, if you're going to run and be a candidate against Barack Obama in 2012, these people, there's only like maybe Michelle Bachmann or even Ron Paul that's even talking the issue. Now, the thing of it is, the previous caller, and I feel bad that you lost the money in the stock market or whatever. But again, it is due to the lack of your Congress taking the responsibility to come to the fact that you can't tax and spend forever.
Yeah.
You can't sit there and blame it on Standard & Poor's because they gave that Congress plenty of time to come to the grips of reality. You can't ride the broomstick and eventually think that the bristle is going to hold you in the air forever.
I like that. That's good. Good analogy.
Well, I mean, it doesn't. It just doesn't.
No.
You know, it's like gravity. You think you're going to throw something up in the air, and when you throw it up in the air, you think it's going to stay up there and not fall on top of your head if you stand it underneath it, better move out of the way, you know? And that's the issue with these presidential candidates. I don't mind if they all talk about something. The thing of it is they always talk about the same stuff. We need to get the budget deficit under control. We need to get our jobs going. Well, what's causing the problem? It's causing the problem of lack of jobs. Our debt's too much. Our deficit of what we're spending every year, and what we're taking in, and the interest on the debt, we can't sustain it. And we are broke. It's like what Ron Paul said. Unless we let the market take care of itself, and let these people falter and fail, and let the liquidation of bad debt go through the cycle, so you get back square one, we're never going to get there. And that's the issue. And if you know, I feel bad people that lost money in the stock market. I do. But again, here, you had 429 points come back just in 30 minutes today. Don't ask me why. I couldn't even tell you why. It was nuts. I mean, I don't know what it's over. I just think it's volatility myself.
Oh, well, negative news, which is what's happened with the debt ceiling. Anything negative, but the debt ceiling and lifting it and definitely the S&P Standard & Poor's rating affected that. But that's the stock market. So Rick was right in what he said. That day when it tanked on Monday over 600 points, it was directly related to the downgrading. But you're absolutely right, Ronnie. The real problem is we've continued to kick the can down the road with no consequences, and now nobody wants to bite the bullet. And Rick and myself and others, we don't want to, you know, we've scrimped, we've saved. We don't want to have to suffer because of the fools that haven't gotten it done, but we have no choice because we're all in this together. It's we the people, so the elected officials that have dumped this at our doorstep, the only thing we can do is boot them out. But we're stuck with it, absolutely.
Yeah, but yet still, the thing of it is they gave them like two or three months just before, okay? Like Senator Mike Lee, and I'll make this one last point, get off. Senator Mike Lee and even Orrin Hatch and even Jason Chaffetz offered to say, hey, okay, if Geithner says that we can manipulate the books up to August the 2nd before we have to have that debt ceiling limit raised, we would like that. And this is clear back in May. How about Mr. Geithner, send us a Treasury report of what you take in and what you're obligated to pay so we know what is going on, and then we can have a general idea of maybe raising the debt ceiling limit enough to cover what you need. And we don't need to go in excess of that because we need to have spending cuts.
Yeah.
That's why we didn't get that. That's why we got downgraded. And until we get our spending under control, we're going to be that way. And now I appreciate the call and that you let me take part in it. And I hope you have a wonderful night.
Thank you. You too, Ronnie. Good call and a good response. And absolutely. I mean, certainly even Rick would agree with that. The problem is that the barbarians are at the gate and they have forced us into this position. That's it. The bottom line is we have nowhere to go but to get out of this situation. How do we get out of it? It's like I said, if there's two things you would like to see happen, what would those two things be? And I would love to say, and I say it all the time, in my lifetime, do you think we will ever get back into the black? And I certainly hope so. But it sure doesn't look good, does it? It sure doesn't. Uh-uh. All right, quickly, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. In checking the mail, we have this from Sarah, who says, Kate, I listened to what you had to say about Afghanistan. I'm surprised because you're such an ardent supporter of the military. I know you are. You've said it, and you've had many people on the show to talk about it and back that up. I think we need to stay in Afghanistan as long as humanly possible. Whatever we can do to eradicate the world of those terrorists, the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, whoever, we need to continue to do that because we're already there. Why do we throw up the white flag now? And I disagree. I think at this point we've invested too much. We have no win that we can live. We have no win that we can leave Afghanistan with, Sarah, and that's the problem. And I agree with something that Jeff Atticott said, our terrorism expert who's come on many, many times. The time to do it would have been after the Bin Laden stuff. Boom. He's gone. We're out of here. We did it. We got a lot of the bad guys out of here. We've tried to help. We've done some awesome things here. We feel really good about it. We're handing this over to Hamid Karzai and his troops that we've been preparing for a decade. And the same with the police force. That was the time to do it. He is right about that. All right, let's go to another one. This one is from John. John says, Kate Bullseye, you were dead on about Afghanistan. I thought I heard someone giving you the business about that, saying that you must have had some liberal punch or something. And it's obvious that he has no idea what he was talking about if he listened to what you had to say as to the situation in Afghanistan. I am a conservative. I support the military. I agreed originally with what was happening there. But sometimes when you know it ain't working, you need to get out. And it's not worth it for all the people who are sacrificing the ultimate sacrifice, and that is their lives. All right, here's another one. This one comes to us from Austin, who is listening to us, I think, in Connecticut. And Austin says, Kate, I just started listening to you about a month ago. Love, love, love the show. I like the way you mix all kinds of things into the conversation. Afghanistan, you are dead on, sweetheart. I am somebody who has supported the war all the way along until it got so far out of control and we're not seeing any tangible results. How can we continue to make these sacrifices? It's just not worth it for the men and the women who continue to allow themselves to be deployed and be a part of it. Bravo to them for defending our way of life, but this just is not the right place to defend it. Okay, here's another one. This one comes to us from Milton. He says, I woke up and I was kind of groggy, but I thought I heard you talking about Afghanistan. And at first I thought you said something about getting out of Afghanistan. I don't know that I agree with that, Kate. I think that we need to stay there, even if it's beyond 2014. Let's just hope we don't have any bloody days like we did on Saturday. That was rough. All right, here's my exit line because I feel like we need to lighten the load. How about this? Men are like a fine cheese. They start out as milk, and it's up to women to mold them until they turn into something acceptable to have dinner with. I tried.